trying to do all we can to light your passion for getting outside in this great state of Arizona. In here in studio this morning with me is my son Romy, of course, co-host of the show, my wife, sweet Jennifer.
Good morning.
And special guest Serena Defoe of Trails Inspire. We were talking just before the end of the break about successful projects you've encountered under Trails Inspire. You were talking about the Arizona Trail 2011.
Right. So this is how I got into the work that I'm doing with Trails Inspire. I built the Gateway Community Program for the Arizona Trail. So there's 33 towns on the Arizona Trail. And when I first got my job, the trail could have gone right by the business that I was talking to and they wouldn't know about it. And so part of that was, telling people that the trail existed at all. But then a big facet of that was explaining to people the benefits of having a long-distance trail coming through your town and the difference between, dirty people with backpacks coming into your town. You know, if you think that they're a homeless person, you're going to probably treat them a little bit different than if you think they're a through hiker and they're in your town to spend a bunch of money.
Yes.
And so one of my absolute favorite legacies of that position was that I hear all the time what a wonderful experience Arizona Trail hikers and bikers and equestrians have in those gateway communities. Mm. And they're, open arms, and people asked if you need a ride or a place to stay. And it's just a wonderful thing to have helped to build that culture.
All right. Now, you've been through the Arizona Trail full length two full times. Anybody that's done the Arizona Trail can't come on my show without sharing in that entire length, what one spot would you go back to? What's the favorite spot in that entire trail?
Wow, the favorite spot in the entire trail.
Yes.
That's so tough.
Yes.
Gosh. Besides the Grand Canyon, which of course, you can't beat rim to rim in the Grand Canyon.
Can't beat rim to rim.
You know, I really love the Catalina Mountains near my home. I think it's one of the toughest pieces of the entire trail. You gain, I believe, almost 6,000 feet of elevation. But in doing so, you go from cactus to aspen. And I think there's just nothing better in Arizona than to go through all of those different environments. And then up at the top, you reach a place called the Wilderness of Rock. And it's spectacular place, big giant boulders, ponderosa pines up at about 7,000 feet.
All right. And then the second question I always ask hikers on the Rosie on the House show is, there isn't anything more important out there on the trail than two things, your left foot and your right foot.
Absolutely.
I mean, with any discomfort in your feet, you're done.
Totally.
Okay. So what is your shoe boot of choice?
Well, first of all, I'd like to recommend the book Fixing Your Feet.
Okay.
Because when I first got into hiking, fixing your feet saved me. Because when I would get blisters, I had a whole bunch of different ways to treat them. And then I also had a bunch of different ways to prevent them. So my foot setup is quite a few layers, but it works really well for me. I use a toe sock. It's called an Injinji toe sock. Love the toe sock.
Have you read this book?
No, but that's my first layer, and people make fun of me for it.
Yeah,
okay,
those things are fantastic. I used to have to tape my toes up quite a bit, and now I don't have to do any of that. So I use that, and then I'll use usually a darn tough sock over it, and then I use what are called dirty girl gaiters. So these are things.
I don't wear those.
These are a thing that slips over your shoe. I wear low top shoes, and so it slips over your shoe and attaches to it, so that rocks and pebbles don't get in.
Oh, that's genius.
And Dirty Girl Gaiters has a million different designs. Mine are leopard print. And
I think I see those here.
Yeah, I'm always wearing the leopard print gaiters. It's part of my deal. And then I wear an Ultra trail runner shoe. It's an Ultra Olympus, so it's the extra cushioned shoe. It's got like 2 inches of foam. So really cushy. It's kind of like walking on a little cloud, which helps in Arizona because things are so rocky.
That's not a shoe for a beginner.
No.
You really need to build your feet up to a stamina level, because that's a pretty light structured shoe.
It is, and I have really strong legs and feet from dance and yoga my whole life, and so I have really strong ankles. And in fact, when I used to wear high-top boots, back when I was first hiking, it would cause problems with my Achilles tendon because it didn't have full range of motion. And so when I switched to the low-top shoes, I first switched to a low-top Merrell trail shoe.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Ultras. And the Ultras, the biggest thing for me with those is that they're foot-shaped. Foot-shaped shoes.
Big,
they don't come to a point.
Big toe chamber.
Big, giant toe chamber, which I don't understand why that's not, why foot-shaped shoes is a revelation. Mm, you know?
The, I agree.
And so nobody has pointy feet. So I've been wearing those since, I think, about 2015, and I love them. And I wear them for everything. I wear them for off-trail in the Grand Canyon. I wear them for almost everything except for trail layout. If I'm doing any kind of trail layout or really intensive bushwhacking, then I do have a pair of Keens that I'll wear.
All right. Very good. Here with Serena Defoe from Trails Inspire. We're going to come back and talk about all of the different places she's been, and we're also going to talk about some of the urban and suburban access points you have throughout Arizona to just get out and touch the wilderness, the outdoors, the great state of Arizona.